Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
AP News, February 25th, 2026. A Massachusetts couple who was subjected to threats and bizarre anonymous deliveries, including live insects, a funeral wreath, and a bloody pig Halloween mask, by former eBay employees, reached a settlement Wednesday in their lawsuit against the company. David and Ina Steiner said that the company engaged in a conspiracy to
intimidate, threaten to kill, torture, terrorize, stalk, and silence us
in order to
stifle our reporting on eBay.
And it's worse than it sounds. eBay's security team stalked this couple, sent them pamphlets on
surviving the loss of a spouse.
So, you write a piece where?
Delivery for Mrs. Steiner?
But I didn't order anything. What is it?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a box of live cockroaches!
And there's more where that came from. We're very angry with you.
All because they wrote some blog posts criticizing eBay?
Who are you? Who do you work for?
I work for him.
eBay, the auction site.
Start at one element, one element, getting a two, trying to scare you. Three here, stop writing about me. Getting a four, graffiti to your door. Getting a five, you're lucky to be alive. Up to six, play tricks on six. Making a while to find the numbers that rhyme to make the best lines. What's
guys,
on my mind?
Guys, this isn't working.
Hey, she's right. There might be something more interesting that's happened in the last few days.
All right, how about this? UPI News, February 26, 2026. A toucan on the loose in Las Vegas since November 2025 has been safely captured after flying into a local homeowner's garage.
Sure, let's try it.
Hello?
Ah, fuck!
Who's in there?
Shit!
Oh, you're that bird from the news.
I'm not from the news, I'm from Monteverde. Come to Vegas to work in hospitality.
I'm just gonna close the garage door so someone can come rescue you.
No. Fuck it!
The bird rescue people were saying some frightening things on the news.
All of these birds come from humid areas, so they need special care here. Even giving them tap water can kill them because they can build up fatal levels of iron in their system.
Iron is delicious, by the way. I'd love to be taken care of without being coddled, you know?
This could work. Enough material for a short piece, sure.
What have you been doing since you escaped?
Mostly shooting craps! You know, they bring you free drinks when you're playing, and I've taken up smoking!
Sounds delightful. What else did you get up to?
Oh, I met this amazing nun.
Oh, yeah?
This none of your fucking business! This is Vegas, lady! What are you, a cop?!
So, I can have them talk for a while and then fast forward to after he was rescued.
His beak is a little beat up. He's got some missing patches of feathers and stuff. You can tell that he's had some run-ins. The tip of his beak is chipped off, so he's got some stories in that little bird brain.
Bird brain? Ah, fuck you!
Fuck me, who cares? They're calling him Sam, for fuck's sake. Like, toucans can only have that name. Is anything else going on?
Okay, February 26th, on Thursday, the federal group overseeing the United States' 250th anniversary unveiled details of America's time capsule, a vessel filled with relics of the current moment to be buried in Philadelphia until the almost unimaginable date of 2276.
Let's give it a go. So the three of you meet up, and actually, I want to be in this one. Okay. The four of us... meet up and bring our contributions to the time capsule.
And two copies of the Constitution.
Two copies?
Yeah, the original and the newer one with the parts we don't follow anymore redacted. What did you bring?
A computer that has the most recent models from all the major AI companies. The prompt is preloaded with the question, what was happening in March of 2026? And printouts of those models' answers as of today.
So you outsourced this?
Not really. That's what's going on in this moment. AI is everywhere. The content matches the form.
That's depressing. What about you?
A VHS copy of Face Off.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, what else did you bring?
A DVD copy of Face Off.
Okay. Okay, you only have room for a few things.
And a Laserdisc copy.
Let me guess, Face Off.
No.
What then?
A Laserdisc copy of Face Off Director's Cut with alternate ending.
Do you really think that's still relevant? Face Off came out in 1997.
Well, so did Ellen DeGeneres. She's still relevant, isn't she?
No!
Her coming out was actually kind of revolutionary at the time.
We know.
Well, do you know that Face Off is still the highest grossing face-swapping movie of all time, beating Freaky Friday by $85 million?
Boys, so what did you bring?
To capture this precise moment? I don't know. It's all fragments. Alyssa Liu's free skating routine, frame by frame. Something about a monkey getting punched, but it all turns out okay. I don't know.
No. It's all too much and too little at the same time. What else?
How about this? February 25th, nudist camp for sale. The rise and fall of the Florida Naturist Park. The owners have put a 67-year-old nudist colony on the market, hoping the new steward can help it shed its troubled past.
What can I say about that?
Looks like Jeff's wearing socks again.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Could be fun, but no. Any other ideas?
Neil Sedaka died.
Neil who?
Neil Sedaka. You know, the... Doobie doobie doom doobie doo bow bow. Come a down doobie doo bow bow.
February 26th, 2026. Serial stowaway arrested after sneaking onto plane again?
Excuse me, there's someone in my seat.
Ma'am, may I see your boarding pass, please?
This could be interesting. How did she get on the plane? Why did she get on the plane?
Nope, not enough there. Next!
Spanish engineer reports flaw in smart vacuums after gaining control of 7,000 devices.
Oh, that's right up my alley. So this guy tries to link his vacuum to his PlayStation 5 controller and...
There was so much dust, I thought I'd never clean it up. You know, sometimes when I need a break, I just scoot into the corner and pretend I don't know how to get out. Now, I've heard all the smart vacuum being dumb lines, but the joke's on them. That's my downtime, you know?
Oh, totally. So, should we get another drink?
Oh, we could. Or you could come back to my charging station and...
What's happening?
I don't know. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't keep singing this.
I can't do this.
Okay, wait. What about this one? February 26, 2026. Kansas invalidates driver's licenses and birth certificates of over 1,000 transgender residents.
What?
Oh, February 26, 2026. Kansas invalidates driver's licenses and birth certificates of over 1,000 transgender residents.
What do you mean?
The Kansas state government has invalidated the driver's license and birth certificates of more than 1,000 transgender people who changed the gender or sex markers on those documents. The move was mandated by Senate Bill 244, a new anti-transgender law that took effect February 26th.
Why?
Cruelty?
Are they even bothering to offer an actual reason? Or?
No.
Can we try a piece about that?
Sure, but what can I say about it? It's just so cruel and so pointless and so stupid. What the fuck?
Iran.
Fuck!
The news is impossible right now.
Can we go back to the eBay story? The
toucan, Neil Sedaka.
There was something about a nudist colony. That seemed fun.
The stowaway, the time capsule, the vacuums.
Is there anything that we can...
This has been Talkin' Living Radio Blues, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Brian Gillespie. Featuring Sabrina Gomez, Layla Isabella, Roddy McInnes, and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.